Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Butera and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Powell steals second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is called out on strikes. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charbonneau throws the ball in to Kuiper, who tags Wilfong, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Butera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Charbonneau strikes out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Barker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin strikes out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 1 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Charbonneau strikes out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. Hara strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Joe Charbonneau. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 3 in the game. Hara hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Littleton now playing left field. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 2 in the game. Butera strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Castano reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orta, who is chasing the ball. Hatcher reaches third base with a triple. Castano scores. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Sid Monge now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams strikes out. 1 out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Dave Engel pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is walked intentionally. Ward moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing third base. John Castano now playing second base. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hargrove bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Castano covering, for the out. Orta moves to second. 1 out. Don Cooper now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Larry Littleton. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Baker. Orta scores. Delone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-4 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-3 in the game. Butera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hasse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.